This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Sea Drake.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Man, so the Monstrous Manual, the first season, really pounded out of me like appreciation that I have for just general undead. Like, needs to have something to it. You know, you can't just have a bunch of different synonyms for ghost and expect it to work. Yeah. Anytime I see the word Drake now, I think this is going to be some boring bullshit.
It's like, what is this, Skyrim?
Yeah.
Like, you're making dragons boring? how do you even do that?
Yeah. You'll look down at the size comparison and see that, like, its hand is as big as a man. Like, that should be cool, but...
It is. I think that's still cool. Like the idea of seeing one of these things in the water, you know, if I, my mind's eye, it is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It just, they get caught on dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything more boring and gobsmacking in this book than the ongoing debate about what should be classified as a dragon? Like, is there anything dumber in this fucking book? Is there anything dumber in the Shadowrun setting?
Not at all. Like, yeah, I realize that those are arguments being made from positions in the universe, but I literally cannot care about any hypothetical version of the stakes associated with whether or not something gets to be called a dragon.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't give a shit about that in real life either. Like, if you describe an animal to me, its taxonomy is not an interesting part of this.
Right.
Like
right.
It's, or at least it's like a fifth order thing to its presence and its qualities, as, you know, its temperament and its shape and capabilities, strength, speed, dexterity, intelligence, wisdom, charisma. Those are the things I care about. Those are the stats I crave.
Gotta say, my favorite fruit is the strawberry. Well, actually it's not really a berry. It's more of an accessory fruit.
Yeah. And it's like, well, you know, I understand that you feel smart for knowing that. You know, I understand that is like a trivia factoid.
Right.
But like the thing about trivia is it has to be like interesting.
The thing is, I was talking about really liking strawberries.
Yeah. I was trying to have a conversation about fruit, about good food and stuff.
Yeah.
And how good and sweet they are. It'd be like, like the trivia section of IMDb was all about the best boy groups, like the name, their mother's maiden name. Like that is trivia. You know, that's trivia for that movie. The best boy groups mother's maiden name was this, you know, but at the same time, it's not interesting trivia.
Yeah. Unless you want to steal that best boy's identity,
which you do.
Yeah.
You know, cause then you can go to bestboy.com and get a, you know, that doesn't sound enough like Best Buy to make that joke work.
No.
In my head, it worked. It's only one letter off, but it sounds so different.
Yeah.
You know?
Different connotations. It's rough. I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. I didn't workshop it very long.
No, like, it's fine.
I thought of it last night, and I've been trying to work up that Best Boy, Best Buy joke for roughly the last 16 hours or so. So it wasn't that much of my life that I've spent kind of dedicated to it.
You've got a chalkboard on one side it says Best Buy and the other side it says Best Boy. There's an arrow in between that is just labeled with a question mark.
And there's just a big list. It's like, you know, trivia Sea Drake sound alike question mark strawberry tangent berries tomato is a fruit. What? And there's just this list of different possible inroads to my Best Boy Best Buy joke.
Yep.
Which I am still going to enter into consideration for the Academy this year. So I put enough work into it. I feel like it's worth a pitch.
Okay.
To see if my Best Boy Best Buy joke can actually get some legs. Like maybe it'll find an audience overseas. You know, or something like that, like a different market.
Yeah.
You'll appreciate it. I think it'll play well in the sticks.
That kind of disdain I don't think is going to win you any favors. However, I think
I've never dealt with the Academy.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.